The wind turbine company, NextEra Energy, is considering whether to build a $200 million wind energy project in the town of Catlin in Chemung County. Matt Martin reports on one local farmer who is weighing whether or not to allow some of the turbines on his property.
It's a windy day as Dan Teed makes his way up the side of a gravel road. Tall, twisting turbines stand like sentinels on the crest of the hill. Teed is on a mission. He's at the Howard Wind Project in Steuben County. He wants to hear the noise of the spinning blades for himself.
One person said that out on the tips of the blades, they're actually traveling 125 miles an hour.
Dan stands under a single turbine in the middle of an empty field, surrounded by a grove of trees. Shadows flicker on the grass with each pass of the blades.
So what are your thoughts right now, Dan?
I'm not sure. It's, like I said, it's a little scary that you got that much material up the air over the turning and rotating. There's no doubt that from where they're going to talk about putting it, any place on the farm, you'll be able to hear it.
NextEra Energy wants to place a turbine on Teed's farm as part of their proposed project in Catlin. He wanted to see and hear one in person before he signed any agreement with the company. Last May, town officials passed a one-year moratorium on wind farm projects. They spent the past year working on regulations for any project that would be built. And last month, they extended the moratorium until November. Charlie Tinker is Catlin's head of planning.
Right at this point in time, we're still reviewing the ordinance that the planning board has presented to us.
Creating the zoning ordinance is a delicate process. Before NextEra Energy can apply with the state to create the farm, Catlin has to have a zoning law in place. That's what Tinker and the rest of the town board are working on now. For projects like the one in Catlin that produce more than 25 megawatts, the state can make any changes it deems necessary to the wind ordinance.
The state has certain regulations that they have to abide by.
Under Article 10 of the Public Service Law, the energy company can ask the state to make any changes to a local ordinance governing wind farm projects that they see as too burdensome or don't match up with similar laws in other places. The Catlin Ordinance currently states that any turbine has to be 1,700 feet away from any structure. Other wind ordinances in the state have a 1,000 to 1,200-foot setback. Tinker wouldn't comment on if he thought that part of their law would be changed.
We will just have to wait until that goes through Article 10 to see their response.
Back on the hillside, Dan Teed discusses the noise with his daughter, Sarah. The Teed's farm isn't far from the Watkins Glen International Raceway, and so Sarah isn't very concerned about the noise from the turbines.
It's not much different than hearing the race cars up on the track. The track is louder.
Yeah, the track is louder.
So this would be nothing different.
Yeah.
It might just be a little bit more.
Teed walks back down the hill, still not sure if he'll sign a lease with NextEra or not. He has at least a few more months to make up his mind. I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.